Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. I'm so pumped to be with you guys today. I woke up this morning just so excited. So I think some really cool things are going to come through today. So happy March. Welcome to March. Very new energy in March. I will go over it briefly. And because I feel like there are always some little things that come up for me to talk about with this group specifically. Also, guys, I want to let you know ASAP that next month's show will be pre-recorded. We're actually doing a little mini family getaway for Easter. So I will not be here. So please send me your questions. I will do a pre-recorded show with questions being answered. So please send them to me. Send them to me at Nadia at intuitionbynadia.com, and I will answer them live. Okay, great guys, here we go. So getting into March, this is a month we go, it's time to wake up. And I wrote this because when I was channeling for it, it was like almost a jolt of new energy, felt like it was coming in March. So I'm hoping you're feeling it. What you are seeing that I'm seeing a lot of it towards the end of February into the beginning of March is a lot of people in a state of overwhelm or stuff breaking down in a massive way. It's hard because what they kept showing me was the things that are no longer working have to break down. So if the systems that you had in place to sort of temporary relieve things, they are just not working anymore because you really need the true solutions, the real things you want to come in. We've been talking about this for about 6 months, guys, but you can't lie to yourself anymore. And the way you know where you're at vibrationally is what you're getting. And so if you're getting the same crap over and over again, you got to know, I got to shift my set point. And we're going to talk a lot about set points because in my upcoming workshop, you guys, I am doing, for those of you that don't know, a April 17th Recovering Your True Self workshop. The reason I'm doing this workshop is because everything I keep channeling is that is the new energy of really feeling completely powerful in your authentic self. And I have been this is a lot of stuff that we already know, you guys, but I'm really trying to channel stuff to get us to have that be our foundation of our truth, of standing proud in who we are, whatever that may be, the good, the bad, and the ugly, releasing all the shame, releasing people pleasing, all of these things that we have where we hide in order to get approval or where we censor. So these are all things that we need to let go of moving forward. And that is why I'm doing the workshop in April, because this is the new energy, guys. And you can't still be in codependence or, in any of these things to really manifest quickly. Your authentic self is where you're going to not only hear your inner being loud and clear, but also manifest really quickly. So that's why I'm doing it, because it's so important. So moving into March, we're really getting a sense of not being able to lie to ourselves, not being able to hold back things that maybe we were able to hold back in the past. Okay. This is the month you can actually start making plans. It's not like last year. Now, last year was like a canceling and an inward. This is now a year later, outward, making things happen, really getting things in motion this month. So if you have a book you're writing or a show you want to plan or whatever it is, or you can start really making those plans this month, which feels really good for those of us who've been like stuck with nothing happening. Mercury went direct on February 20th. So those of you that are astrology people, a lot of people felt that motion forward at the end of February. It's been so slow moving, guys, that I was so excited to feel this energy of March. So what you want to do over the next 2 months, I've talked about this every single year, March and April, as we move into spring, there is here, at least in the US, there is a palpable shift in energy. And what that means is making space for more light. And when you think about those of you, I live in California, so it's always sunny, but for those of you that have been in more gray areas and more darkness, there's a sense of light. So make some space for more light and beauty this month. The synchronicity that I want to talk about with this is my husband and I are really on our little health kick here. We're having a lot of fun with it. But one of the things we were reading was a lot of sleep research and depression research. And obviously I've done a lot of this from my degree in psychology, but one of the major things, which I think is so fascinating on a physical level, guys, is getting outside and looking at the sun, that helps your serotonin levels, that helps set your rhythms to sleep well and to wake and have energy. So this sense of getting and letting more light in, not just from your window, but walking outside, breathing in the air, is going to be really important, especially going into spring. It's like a fresh start, letting the light come into your being. And I just felt like that was a really important thing to bring up for you guys. Look for ways to appreciate and feel joy and the small things, because there is such a lighter energy that we can access now that I want you to even amplify bigger than what's happening on the collective. Because as we know, the collective is always a lot slower than we are. So what you want to look at this month, what influence am I bringing to my day? Am I starting the day with, or am I like, hey, I got this day. Oh, it's beautiful outside. Am I starting with gratitude? Be really conscious of how you're starting the momentum of your day. I've had days and mornings where I'm like in the worst mood by 7 a.m. I'm like, I got to turn this around because whether I didn't sleep or my kids are driving me nuts, and really changing that momentum. So if you wake up in pain, how can you shift that momentum or whatever it may be? Really be conscious of that, you guys. What is it that you want to add to your day? What is it you want to get out of your day? I love using the win-win. I love being an uplifter. I love the giving a gift, getting a gift. So really set those intentions, guys, because this is really a movement month and the intentions will go really far. Those of you that are people pleasers, tend to put other people first, tend to worry about what other people think of you. Again, I will be covering all of this in my workshop, but this is really the month to be willing to put yourself first. This is the beginning and this is going to amplify. You will not have a choice. If you are not putting yourself first, guys, your body will take you down. And what I mean by that is literally I have people falling downstairs, having, you know, massive things happen to them because they're constantly trying to go, go, go and not listening and taking care of themselves. So it is really important to start doing you. What do I need? If that means doing less and meditating more, yay. A lot of the information that it keeps coming in is relaxing and allowing is so much more productive than doing. I need to like plaster that across my wall because I'm such a doer. So if you are sick and you want to be well, if you're fat and you want to be thin, if you're alone and you want to be with people, you have to make yourself feel better every day. So what that means is the only way to let this stuff in that you've asked for, guys, is to do better and feel better most of the time. So if you are in pain in your body, you have to do whatever it takes to find that relief. And sometimes that's going to be taking an Advil if you need to take an Advil for pain or whatever it may be. But you have to ask your inner being, what is my path of least resistance to feeling good right now? And whatever you can do, do it. Sometimes it's watching a show. Sometimes it's going outside. Okay, because I want you to be conscious of what is your true set point, you guys. Are you Are you, I'm fine. Are you, I'm waking up loving life. Are you anxious? Be honest with yourself, because if you don't, it's going to catch up with you. Also in March, look at what you desire and what you need from the universe. So if you have a book out, I need, you know, bringing people to my book or whatever it may be. So really go, I love to-do lists for the universe because, again, I'm an overdoer. So it always helps me to sort of go, oh, the universe has got this. I don't have to worry about it. I can let this go, you know? Okay. So you might, those of you that are faced with feeling unsure or fearful still, whatever it may be around, set clear intentions that you want to be who you've chosen to be as opposed to who you've been. Stop looking backwards and let's start looking forward to who do I want to be? And again, this is in alignment with moving into the authentic self. Brené Brown does a lot of work on vulnerability and I love her work because she's so much about the power of vulnerability and feeling empowered in your authenticity. And for me, freedom is not caring what other people think. And I think as we get older in life, we care less and less, but it's still, we still have these ingrained things from childhood. So what can you do to make yourself feel better? Everyone on the planet are going into a new phase, ready or not. So those of us that are on the leading edge that are doing this work, open yourself up to new territories. So many of my clients, I'm feeling them sort of boxed into old ways. This is the time to break your own glass ceiling. We all have our own glass ceilings that we are ready to break through. through. If you don't break through them, you're just not going to feel good, you guys. It's just that simple. You know, I've been telling people for so long, but more and more the energy is not allowing you to not listen to yourself, which is a good thing. And you're seeing more and more people on the planet sort of awakening to this. So I love this mantra for March, which is life is so fun because I know it's already done. And it's when it just makes me really happy. And so that's why I gave it to you guys. That's what we want. Life is so fun because I know it's already done. I don't have to worry about it. You know, we've read this a million times. Worry is using your imagination to create something you don't want. So every time I start to worry, I'm like, oh, I'm doing that again. I'm doing that again. So I've been so inspired, you guys, even with my own self, to be my own true self. And I want to bring up one of the other things that people are asking me about a lot, which is, are the vaccines. So I have out of my, I actually got my, I'm a therapist technically, so I could have gotten my vaccine a couple months ago, but I did want to wait, you know, to kind of let, you know, quote unquote, real healthcare workers get it. And now they've really opened it up here in California. So I got my first vaccine a couple days ago and I was pumped about it. I was excited. Couldn't wait. Super excited. Everybody has a different set point around this, guys. If you're somebody that's like, you know what? I don't want to get that vaccine. I'm not feeling good about the vaccine. That's okay too. Make a choice and line up with it. I am very pro vaccine. That's just who I am, but I'm also pro you listening to you. So I have a lot of people that are like, wow, I don't feel safe. And I'm like, hey, listen to your inner being. Okay. Listen to you. For me, I was like, give it to me. I'm ready. So, you know, you have to listen to yourself, guys. That's what I always want to teach you. Don't listen to me. Listen to yourself. Take what resonates, throw out the rest. My feeling on vaccines is this, and I'm going to quote Abraham Hicks because I feel like they always say it in a way that is so magnificent, which is a woman wrote in, I'm a monthly member to Abraham Hicks because it's so wonderful for me. I always recommend it because I absolutely love them. But this woman wrote in and was saying exactly what I just said to you, which was, I don't want to take the vaccine. I feel like it's poison. I feel like they're going to make me. I'm afraid they're going to make me take it, et cetera, et cetera. And Abraham says, well, first of all, we need to remember that no one can make you do anything. Line up with your choice, whatever it may be. But Abraham did say this. There are people that imagine being in a very large room with 1,000 bees. If you do not feel or believe you will get stung, then please don't get the vaccine. Line up with your choice of, I can stand in a room with 1,000 bees and not get stung. And part of me absolutely could believe that 100%. If you are like, you know what, I'm not 100% on that side where I could sit in a room with 1,000 bees and not get stung, then get the vaccine. Just make a choice and line up with it. For me, that was my path of least resistance. So I just wanted to talk about it with you guys because I'm getting so many questions from clients about this and there's a lot of anxiety around it and there doesn't need to be. Make a choice, feel good about it, and go with that choice. Okay? All right, guys, I'm excited to take callers today. As you know, the way it rolls, I will call out your area code, so pay attention. Let's get this party started. All right. First, I have, I think this is Susan in Niagara Falls. Am I right?
You've got Susan. Yep.
Yay. Hi, Susan. How are you?
I am awesome.
I love
awesome.
Hearing that.
Things are happening very, very quickly.
Great.
The money that I spoke of before is going to come in. And I really believe I want to do things and with my house, actually, because I really
great.
I love my house. So it's, you know, I'm going to be using it for things that I can, you know, do to improve my house and stuff like that. And
it's I love this.
It's all taken care of. My lawyer's got it all taken care of. So I'm just, you know, been waiting, you know, and it's coming at the right time.
Exactly.
Good. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Susan, your voice actually sounds different. And I love the sound of your voice right now. You're definitely in a higher vibration. And I just want to tell you this, your home is a reflection of almost like your body. You know, it's your home. And so you want to take care of it. You want to nurture it. And I think that that's the energy you're in of like, I would love my home. And this is supporting me and my body also.
Yes. Yes.
Which I love. You have a lot of action coming in this month for you. You're going to be very busy this month.
Really? Now, I was going to ask you for like a kind of a general thing going on because I'm just kind of taking it one day and it's, you know, I got an Echo Dot And I love Alexa because I have her play meditation music, and then I put it on a 10-minute timer. And then I do Dee Wallace's little breathing exercise for 10 minutes. And it's
great.
Perfect. I'm like, every morning I get up, and it's like right after breakfast, I'm like, all right, meditation music, you know. And
this is it.
And Alexa's my friend now.
Well, that's
so
what I mean.
Just,
and Susan, you can hear it. You can hear it in your voice. You can feel it in your energy that this is working. They're showing me a yang energy for you, which means action, which means doing. You have a leg up. You're in doing the right things. Keep doing what you're doing. You're setting yourself up to succeed. They're saying to me, pay attention to some messages and some signs and follow these impulses, because there is going to be a lot of doing for you coming up in the next 3 weeks. So that means, oh, I have to get this done, or I have to do this, or I have to clean out this, or I have to, and it's going to be fun. You know, and I love Alexa for that point. My kids love Alexa because they can play whatever song they want. They're like, play Elmo or play this or play that. And you're having fun with it. So what I want you to set up is, even if you're doing action, keeping these things in place, because they're really working for you.
Okay.
Yes, I love hearing your voice like this, Susan. I got to tell you, you sound like a new person.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been doing with Alexa is, affirming good health, good money flow, and divine right relationships. And I don't know about if somebody's coming in for me or if I'm fine the way I am. I mean,
okay. Well, do you want
nice
me to look
to
at
have...
that? Let's look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's look at, well, first of all, you're in a really good place. So when you're feeling good, things are coming. That's the law. Everything you want is coming when you're feeling good, when you're feeling content, when you're feeling grateful, everything is flowing to you. One thing they want to just clean up a little bit is knowing that you are attracting somebody that is a giver. That where there'll be an exchange, where there's an even exchange, where you're not giving more, they're not giving more, there's an even exchange. So I'm ready for that even exchange. I'm ready to be with someone that uplifts me and I uplift them. I'm ready. I would just give a little bit of energy to that, just a little, not a lot, so that you can really go, I know that my person's coming. I want you to get to the knowing feeling. Just like you know the house has worked out and you know the money's coming. I want you to have that same feeling around the partner, because that way you can let go and the universe is going to bring it really fast. Like I've been talking about, the manifestation right now is so fast. So it's such a great time because you're already on the track. Just add that to it.
That's why I phrase it as divine right relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically, because that puts it in place as I want what I've been wanting all along my life.
What I've asked for through my lifetime, through every person I've met,
yeah.
I've put in data and I'm ready for that person. I just want you to clean up that little bit of, because you haven't experienced this kind of person before. So this person that's coming in is new, it's really exciting. So just keep doing what you're doing and just be like, universe, I'm ready. Bring it in,
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks. I love hearing you like this, Susan. Great work.
Thank you so much. I love you, Nadia.
I love you. Have a great day. All right. Next, I have 651. I think
Brenda.
This is Linda.
90.
Is this Linda?
Start recording.
Yes, this is Linda. Hi.
Hi. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi.
I'm starting to know your guys' area codes now.
Yeah. I'd like a general.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with you, sweetheart. All right. All right. I'm seeing some good energy coming in for you right now, Linda. God, you guys are doing really good work. Okay. You're coming to the edge of something. You're almost done with something and you're coming into a new phase. Really, really good. This is showing me over the next 3 months. Okay. You're going into a new phase. They're seeing me new people. They're showing me exchanging of gifts, exchanging of you give a gift, they give a gift, that sort of thing. This is really positive energy. Whatever you're doing, Linda, keep doing it. Don't lose faith. Don't take score right now because it's on its way.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a couple things because my ex-husband is seems like he's willingly paying me the back child support he owes me. It doesn't seem
great.
Like it's being garnished.
Good for
you. I know it, and it feels really good. It's like I remember the love now, and it feels really good. I still struggle with a little bit of guilt for receiving it.
Okay, and so let that go, you know, in the sense of you're manifesting receiving something that you were owed, you know, and I think that what we're talking about is so much of the shame of this is why you don't let yourself fully receive from people, is that feeling of I'm always doing something wrong if I'm receiving, if it's easy.
Mm.
Right? If it comes to me easily, I must be doing something wrong. You know?
Yeah, or like for me, it's like feeling sorry for him. It's like I'm not sure he really has the money right now. Flip side of that is, you know, I've been doing this energy medicine training since November,
right.
and I'm doing free. I want to do free sessions for people.
Great.
And I'm having difficulty reaching out and offering that.
Okay, so this is why they're seeing it coming, because they're showing me exchanging of gifts. So this must be what they're talking about coming in.
Okay.
So what you want to do is, before you put yourself out there, you want to get ahead of it. And what that means is you sit down and say, how do I want to feel? I want to give a gift and get a gift. I want people to feel uplifted. I want to feel confident in what I'm doing. I want to feel my inner being talking through me, whatever it may be. And then the universe will bring you the opportunities to work with people.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, get my energy right with doing it.
Yes. Get good with what is my intention? What do I want to get out of it? What do I want to give? What do I want people to receive? Answer these questions, and then you'll feel the natural impulse, because there's still a little bit of insecurity. But I'm telling you, this stuff is moving fast, Linda. Just know that I want to believe in myself. I want to feel confident. Even those things help open up that energy more. I want to feel good receiving is another one for you. I want to welcome
that insecurity is a big piece.
Yeah, but you're so ready. It's not bogging you down anymore, Linda.
Okay.
So if you just let it go a little bit, the momentum will take you.
So it's letting go of the insecurity and believing in myself.
And even saying, I want to believe in myself. I want to know that I'm channeling this. I want to know my source is in this with me. I want to help and uplift people. I want to use all my gifts and talents to make money. I want to feel great about myself. I want to empower people. Do you see what I mean? You feel how that feels good.
Yeah.
Yes, I want that. Yes, I want that. Yes, I want that.
Yeah.
And now,
I want that.
Yes. And so that's what you want to do for yourself. Amp yourself up. Be your own hype man.
All right. Thank you so much.
Linda. No problem. Bye, sweetie.
Love you.
Bye. Next I have 626. Okay, who is this? Hello.
This is Charlene.
Hi, Charlene. How did I not know it was you? 626. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I'm still have a lot of unresolved things going on in my life right now, so I'm just going to ask for a general for the highest information.
Unresolved. That's a lot of what's happening with people right now. Like I said, there's sort of these breaking down where you have to find peace amongst the chaos, as I'm seeing this for a lot of A-type personalities, which we know you are. So not all of it needs your attention. They're telling me you don't need to give energy to every single one of these things.
Okay.
What you need to find is which one you're definitely still in that energy of. A, this is an old story that's replaying, okay? So we want to find a new way to relate to this old story. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're still trying to do it yourself. You're still not letting the universe do any heavy lifting. Do you want to pick one of the topics to sort of work through with me? To look at, to help you sort of soothe or find the solution or whatever?
Yeah, it's just that I know that I'm always kind of, I feel like I'm in the middle right now. I am going to have to be moving at some point, but I just know that I'm always taking care of other people, and that I feel, and it puts me in a position of always feeling trapped, and I've been having dreams about being trapped.
I'm glad, because you're so, this is again what the authentic self I'm talking about is you've gotten away from who you really are to take care of other people, to get love and approval. This is exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about with needing to sort of go, wow, I'm okay if I disappoint you.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I am having to stand my ground, and I'm doing it.
Right. Set boundaries, right?
Yeah, setting boundaries for sure. But I just, yeah, I just want to create freedom for myself. And
okay,
that's
so
just,
let's look at whenever we talk about obligation, I'm right there with you. I was raised with a lot of obligation and responsibility at a young age. And so I get the same
too.
As you, where I take on
yeah.
a lot and I yeah. don't ask for help. And then I give myself
yeah.
up and then I'm resentful. Right. So you
yeah.
tend to get stuck in these patterns, and I totally get it. So the first thing is, because you've been in this pattern, people are in an expectation of you. And because you're
right.
sensitive, you feel
right.
their expectation. And it
right.
doesn't feel good to disappoint them, but it, and so it feels a little bit better to just go, well, it's easier for me to just show up and not disappoint them, because disappointing them doesn't feel good, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
this is where you're kind of stuck, because you're
okay.
still putting other people's feelings above your feelings. So how many people are you helping? Can you give me a number?
Well, I've got two in particular family members right now that I'm just, yeah. But, you know,
okay.
I also want to help, but again, it's...
I think you need to help
just,
less than you're helping.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, because also you're not empowering them to help themselves or create for themselves. You're giving them the sense that you are the power that creates in their world, as opposed to that they are the power that creates. And I get it, they're older people, right? So older people tend to not be.
Yeah,
offensive.
Well, my father is one of them. But actually, I am working on like empowering both people.
Great.
Just, and I've been saying that. I want them both to be empowered.
Right. Yes. So what would happen if you helped less?
Well, they'll figure it out.
That's right. That's right. They will. And the other part is, what I would love you to work on is, because what's really happening, Charlene, under a hood is, this is the way you avoid self. This is the way you avoid if I'm busy taking care of other people, there's an
right.
excuse why I don't have to be with me and really
right.
sit with me and what I want to create, because I'm so busy taking care of others, which feels somewhat validating, but not now it's
yeah.
not working anymore. This is what I was talking about,
yeah.
about things that don't work anymore. So you're a giving person, you're a generous person. All of those things are beautiful. That's not going to stop, but you just have to really feel the difference. When am I giving because it feels good? And when am I giving out of obligation or a quote unquote should? If you're giving from
yeah.
obligation or should, you're harming them and yourself every time.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
so,
I know that.
You want to get right. So they're showing me a fork in the road coming up for you, meaning you're going to have to, the universe is pushing you big time,
mm-hmm.
where it's going to say you either choose them or you. And
okay.
that's coming up. It's coming up pretty soon. Okay. I don't know if this is because they're showing me because there's going to be a new home for you. So I think that you moving
mm-hmm.
is going to force your hand.
But is this out of state one? Because I just still don't know if that's really what I feel is right for me. But I have an option.
Well, again, to move out of state right now?
Pardon?
You have an option right now to move out of state?
Yeah, at some point, you know, throughout in the year. But I just don't know that that's where I want to be.
Yeah,
it's
I think
like
right
a,
now it's. It's like this. It's the way they're showing it to me, if this makes sense, is like if you imagine yourself on a path, you're standing there and you wait for the light to light up and then you follow that path wherever the lights light up.
Right.
The moving is not fully lit up yet. Okay. It's kind
yeah,
of like it's
okay.
there. That path is there, but it's not lit up. It's not set in stone, but it is coming. But what
yeah,
we're
asking, I keep
for,
asking
to come is clarity.
For the. I keep asking for my path to be lit, bright.
Yeah,
so
yeah, well,
I'm,
that's why they gave
I
it
can
to me. That's so
see
funny
it.
You said that.
Yeah, yeah. And I keep asking for that. Like, light up my divine path. I need to
okay,
see the
so,
lights.
So the way you know, if you are giving yourself up and, you know, I think, Charlene, like we talked about, what is your, would you feel like your emotional set point is on a daily basis? Like, you wake up, what's the energy you're in?
Well, I'm trying to psych myself up, you know,
sure.
to be in a good place.
Right.
You know,
but where are you really when you wake up?
Really? I want to cry all day.
Yeah, that's
just,
it. So this is
you know,
why
that's
it's
what
not
I did
lighting
yesterday.
Up.
And it
yeah,
it
and
was
that's
horrible.
Okay. That, But it's your releasing. This is your letting go, getting rocks out of your boat, so to speak, you know? This is what they are showing me. Literally, these are the words, okay? You're focusing too much on other people and you're trying too hard to be helpful.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
You're taking what belongs to others and trying to fix it and solve it. And this is who you've been. And that's a beautiful quality. And you are a leader and all these things are great. And you can do it in your sleep. You can help people in your sleep. That's fine. But it's not right now because you're not feeling good on a daily basis. You're feeling that overwhelm and exhaustion and drain on your energy. This is the time to take more time to refill. So we got to figure out for you, and I want to see if I can give you some insight to what's going to really fill up your gas tank. Because what ends up happening is you start running on fumes.
Yeah, I know.
And you keep cleaning up other people's shit, so to speak, and not your own. Okay. So for Miss Charlene, this is really important for a lot of people listening. You're really representing a lot of people right now. So I'm glad that thank you for being so open. Okay. So you are one of those people that remember, I don't know if you heard Susan or if you've heard Susan before, but you heard the change in her voice. You heard the change in her energy. It was almost like there was a new person on the phone and she was saying, this is what I'm doing. Every day I'm doing these things. Okay.
Lot of those things too. But
yes. But you're not getting to a new feeling place.
Okay.
You're doing them to get them done instead of to feel better.
The feeling. Yeah.
If you don't feel better, you got to find something else that works. So tell me what you're doing and I'll tell you maybe either how to tweak it or what to add or what to change. So that way we know what's working.
Yeah. I set my intentions for the day, you know, before I get out of bed, I'm doing all of that stuff, meditate. But I know that I need to be in the sunshine because yesterday when I was feeling so badly, I went outside. I said, go outside and put your face in the sun, just like you said at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I did it.
First thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, and I'm not kidding. And with half an hour of waking up, get outside and be in the sun for 2 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
It sets your serotonin, and it just on a biological working with my body here and soul. So I like to do all of it. My husband literally sits on our front, because the sun is shining right in front of our house. He literally sits in front of our house for 10 minutes with his coffee. In the morning, and it helps with focus. It helps all that. So what I would do is what they're telling me is you need to do this at night before bed. And then again,
do the meditation, you mean?
Meditation, intention setting, but most importantly at night is releasing the day. What today gave me anxiety and fear? What does it make me know about what I want tomorrow to be?
Okay.
You need to dump at the end of the day. Reset, meditate, go to sleep.
Okay.
And wake up. This is how I want to feel today. 3 days of doing that, you'll feel a difference. Getting outside in the sun, you know, with whatever, 2 to 5 minutes. That's all you need of light.
Yeah.
You're here, right? Are you in California?
Yeah, I'm
so
Southern
for us,
California.
It's like a piece of cake. I mean, when I was in Amsterdam, I had to get one of those lights because in the winter, the sun doesn't come out till 9 a.m. And I was like, So doing it at night. So let's try that and do me a favor and email me after about 3 days of doing the night and the light in the morning and let's see how you feel. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Because that's going to help you. I'm really feeling that.
Okay. I will.
All right. Let me know, Charlene.
All right. I will. Thanks.
All right. Bye, sweetie. All right. Next I have 415. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. This is Paula.
Hey, Paula.
And
how are you?
Hey. I'm okay. I feel like I'm just sort of like floating along-ish. You know, I just feel like there's a transition that's going to be happening, but I'm not, it's not yet.
Yeah.
But it's like
kind of
preparing.
Well, you know it's done. So I'm going to have fun because I know it's done. That's the energy we want to be in. Okay. So you're still doubting it a little bit. So do you want a general or do you, you're still doubting
general
it.
General would, yeah.
Okay. So let's look at, what is it that you want to manifest?
I do want to manifest a place to live that I love. It has light and it's quiet, but I don't know where or anything, but that I'm not putting my order in for that. It's just, you know, a nice environment.
Okay. So obviously this sounds obvious, but I'm going to give it to you, which is appreciate all the things you have where you are now and be excited and open to the next thing. There's something that you that we need to look at that you're not being honest about with yourself. So I want to see what this is. Do you know what this is?
I don't.
Okay. Because so
I think I'm stuck on something, but and it's probably that, but I don't know. It hasn't surfaced.
Okay. So first of all, there is this sense of 100%, you're right, and that you're kind of in between worlds. You're sort of have one foot on one side of the fence, one foot on the other side. Okay.
Yep.
There are things around you that you need to sort of accept that you can't change. Right. So, but at the same time go, but I'm excited to have these in a new place. Do you know what I mean? So what are the things that you sort of don't like about where you are?
Well, because I'm renting, you know, this place, and it's going to go away at some point because the person I'm renting from is, you know, older, and she wants to have somebody else, a caregiver or something, at some point. But I'm also,
sure.
I work in a school, you know, that whole hierarchy and
mm-hmm.
all that about, you know, freedom, and I don't like the hierarchy and the second class citizen, all that stuff.
Okay, so what can you? What does that make you feel? All that stuff.
I feel diminished, but
mm-hmm.
But it's also an opportunity for me to shift, and it doesn't matter where I am because it's you know my perception.
Right. So what they're showing me is this: you can't change the other people.
Right.
And this is going to sound, and again, this comes back to the authentic self stuff: is you're not being truthful and open because of this sort of dynamic that's in place. You've allowed it to shut off your sort of authenticity valve, so to speak. Meaning,
right.
You're not speaking your truth there.
Right.
Which is why it feels terrible, because you're
right.
afraid of the consequences. So what happens
yes.
if you speak your truth?
Then it's the fear of being humiliated.
Right.
And that's an old
right.
thing, you know.
Oh, we all have it, honey. Yes. It's very old, and it starts at 7 years old in the brain, where you suddenly go, uh-oh, I'm so aware of what other people think of me, and it matters. So this is your work, and part of why it's not, you know, the new place isn't happening yet is because you need to be the you you're going to be in the new place, in your now.
Yep.
I can't change
mm-hmm.
them, but it doesn't mean that you're nasty or angry. It just means like, hey, this doesn't feel good to me. This doesn't feel right. And if I'm embarrassed, how people treat you is about them, not you. And finding freedom from their sort of shackles that you're allowing them to put on you based on
exactly.
the sort of hierarchy. I work with so many teenagers that are like, oh, my school sucks. It's, you know, so about being popular and Instagram. And I go, well, you can find your people. You don't have to do that to be happy, you know, but they're afraid, you know, there's so much fear, and it starts in high school. I mean, all of us have had that high school experience, right? And that's how you're feeling now. It's like high school.
Yeah. And
so,
goes back to what you said in the beginning about worrying about what other people think.
Yes. And this is why I'm doing the workshop, is because it's standing strong in, hopefully by the end of the workshop, people will be able to let go of and release whatever it is that's keeping them from going, hey, this is me, take it or leave it, which is a day-to-day thing. It's not like you're there and you're done. It's really being committed to, I'm going to listen to my truth and do that. And as Brené Brown would say, unless you're in the arena putting your real self out there, I don't care about what you think because you're up there in the stands judging. You're not in here putting your
mm-hmm.
real self on the line. And the people that put their real selves on the line, and this is what I, again, why I'm doing it, is when you put yourself on the line, that's where real greatness comes. That's where real success comes.
Absolutely.
Real just success. Yeah.
Step into it instead of being so fearful and
yeah,
hiding from it.
Because the universe rewards you. Even if you look at every sort of massively successful person, I love watching documentaries on either musicians or very successful people, because you see how their commitment, again, I'll use Dolly Parton. I absolutely love her. her commitment to who she is and who she was back in the 60s, before the women's movement, before any of that, her commitment to her true self is why she's a legend now.
Absolutely.
And that's who we want to be. That's why Dolly Parton, Oprah, you know, anybody that you look at, athletes, musicians, actors that have like, this is me, take it or leave it, you know, is where we want to get. And if you can go, how can I bring my true self to work? All of me to work. Even if it's scary,
yep.
Even if it's uncomfortable, not again, not in like a bitchy way, but in a like, hey, I feel like you guys are being shaming, or I feel like that's not right. You know, I'm teaching my son, because even my son already almost 6 years old, he's already feeling that peer pressure. Mommy, I have to talk to you about something. I feel bad. I'm like, what? He said, I was mean to this girl today because this other boy was being mean to her. And I did the same thing. I go, well, how did that feel? He's like, not good. And I'm like, right. I go, but you were scared. He's like, but he was doing it. I'm like, right. So I'm like, it's okay to go, hey, that doesn't feel good. I don't want to be mean to her, you know, and I'm trying to teach him that now. So he doesn't,
that's,
you know,
so good.
But it's hard because it starts so young, guys, right? It starts so young. So does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Totally.
Paula?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
so try that out.
And... Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Thank
sweetie.
You.
Good luck. Keep me posted.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
All right, next I have 831. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Joanne.
Hey, great to hear your voice. I love your voice for some reason. I don't know what it is. It just makes me happy. You have
Thank
that voice
you.
That like has joy in it. So tell me what's going on.
Well, I actually want to know if it's okay if I call about my daughter. She had a question and she wasn't
sure,
able to call
sure.
in. Okay.
Sure. What's her first name?
Marie.
And do you just the date of her birth, date and month and day of her birth?
10/1.
Okay. Got it. Okay. What do you want to ask?
She wanted to know if there's anyone out there, like any guys out there for her.
Oh, geez. You know that there are. So let's
but
look at her insecurity.
Not... Yeah, that's what it is, huh?
So first of all, there's three things that we need to look at for her. Number one is she doesn't know why she wants. We need to amplify why does she want this boyfriend.
Okay.
To feel better about herself, to be validated. Those are not to feel connected, to feel seen, to uplift another person, to have a best friend. Let's amplify why she wants this. Because right now the why is a little superficial. Okay.
Okay.
So we want to deepen that why. Secondly, releasing this sort of idea or image that she's had of herself, because she's in this like, oh, I'm this kind of I'm the person that doesn't get the guy. So there's still a story there that she's telling. Okay. She's so pretty and cute. Like it's all in her head. Like I feel her being attractive and pretty. But there's a sense of like not showing her heart. And again, what we've been talking about is this, she's not feeling good in her authentic self. She's not feeling like she can be herself and that's going to be good enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it is, she's a sweet person. She's a smart person. She's a beautiful person, but she's seeing other people and going, well, they get it and I don't. And it's because of these things that I'm not, instead of, well, this is what I am and I don't want to be like them. I want to be like me, you know?
Yeah.
But
exactly.
The biggest thing is, what do I want and why do I want it? And bring me my person. Bring me the person that's looking for me, because there's absolutely somebody looking for her. 100%. It's already in motion. How old's your daughter?
28.
Yeah, she feels like 18.
She looks like 18.
Yeah, she feels like she's like 18 because she's very young in this area in relationships. Do you know what I mean? She's sort of, I feel like, you know what I mean? Like there's a sense of not really having the experience of long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Right. So that's why she feels young, because she hasn't really gotten it. Because, you know, we get to know ourselves. Like, you know, most people, and this is why she's feeling bad, and this is why I'm saying she's observing other people. Like most people have like a 5-year boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, through college and in their early 20s. And so she's like, but she's protecting herself and keeping herself isolated, and she needs to open herself up to be seen, and that's what she's afraid of.
Okay.
Is that if she does that, she's going to be rejected, but if she doesn't do that, she can't bring in her person.
Okay.
There's already somebody looking for her.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, you would never know she was like that inside, the way she acts outside.
Of course. No, because she's pretty and she's attractive and she's smart and all of that.
And independent,
Yeah, this is the beginning of something for her, but it's just with men, she's emotionally, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, retarded. Like, she just doesn't know, she loses her power so fast because she's still a little girl in this area.
Okay.
Does that make sense? In the sense that she needs somebody that's really safe. She really wants somebody safe and sweet and kind. And also that will pull her out where she needs to, push her in the right places. Tell her to make peace with where she is and be excited that someone is absolutely looking for her, and sort of just, I always talk about this, turning your light on like a taxi, you know?
Like a beacon, yeah.
Like a beacon, yeah.
Okay.
Let me know.
Okay. All right, I will. Thank you so much,
thanks,
Nadia.
Thanks, Joanne, of course.
Okay.
Bye, Sue. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All right, next I have 602. Is this Kim?
Yes, it is, Nadia.
Hi, girl. How are you?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you're doing well as well.
Yes, I am. I am. Thank you. So how are you doing? You sound good.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling pretty good. No, I am feeling good.
Yes.
So let's do a general.
Okay, great. Let's see what's going on with Kim. Times are changing. You're on the pulse of it. There is a sense of you're pulling in a little more action in the coming weeks. And they just want to say to you, don't go into the sort of chaos or conflict. I feel like there's going to be a little bit of conflict around you, not with you. And just be the observer. There's, you know, just go, okay, are you getting back to like working, do you know, soon or on a more regular basis?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question per se because I have been working from home.
Right.
Since March. And I know my boss, we had a meeting, the marketing meeting on Friday, and she goes, they're going to start bringing people in place. They're going to start, bringing it in place, but they're going to also, maybe do a hybrid, you know, come into work, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So they are showing me that sort of thing, like more action, more interaction with other people, but it's going to be clunky. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like, but you're just going to go, yeah, whatever, let them do their thing. And I'll show up when I need to show up and just kind of have that attitude, which you're pretty good at having, I think. You're in the still building block stage of something within yourself, sort of like your purpose or your thing. You're still in the sort of building the foundational stage. And I'm not sure what this is. Is this photography? Is that correct?
No, it's you're probably referring to my film festival.
I'm talking about. Thank you. They're showing me pictures. And so it must be film or right.
Yeah. From a LLC to a nonprofit.
Yeah, there's still a sort of building block happening this month for that, but it is absolutely in motion. So don't worry about it. Trust the pace of this. Okay. What they want you to ask for in the coming months, because they're showing me a rapid action over the next 6 months for you, which usually I don't show this to me with people, there is going to be a massive call to action for you. And what they're saying is don't fall into old patterns of just action, 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 because this is a very important time where you're going to have your hand in like three different pots. Okay. Over the next 6 months, this is like all the way even into the end of the year. So if you can, your goal is to be balanced in the best way you can. Balance health, balance friendships, balance all of it, work, etc. And they're just saying this to me. There's going to be what's very important to you, and I want you to set this intention, is the sense of fairness. You have a very strong sense of what's fair versus unfair.
Yes.
And so this is very important for you. And I call this like the win-win. I like to put it, and I want you to put it in this, like, I want win-wins because that's fair to me. When everybody wins, that feels fair. And I love that. Mm-hmm. But this is going to sort of be one of the themes for you is going, this is what's fair. This is what's right. And coming forward for that, because that's such a part of who you are. And you might need to speak up for it a little bit.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. In the sense of, hey, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel fair. How about this?
Okay.
They're showing you you coming into a more leadership position by the end of this year. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It's a good energy. Yeah. It's a good energy. I think there's going to be something else that comes in for you because there's the film festival and there's your job and there's something else here. There's a third thing. I don't know what this is.
Could it be my sticker company that I have on the side too? Or is it something other than that?
I'm getting something else. I'm getting something else.
Oh,
sticker,
interesting.
I'm getting something else. It could be a relationship. It could be a person.
Oh, cool.
All right. So there's this other thing you're going to have to balance. Very exciting. That feels really good, doesn't it? That felt good to me. Yes, I like that. You ready? You ready, girl? You ready?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask. I know you're running out of time, so I'll make it really quick.
Sure.
The film festival, is it in my best interest and the highest good of everybody to have it in 2022 or to wait till 23?
2022.
Oh, really? Okay, then I better get my little happy.
That's right. That's right. They're giving
happy
me a big
button
yes.
gear. Okay.
That's right. They're giving me a big yes on 2022. Big yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Yay. Exciting.
Okay. Thank you. Right, bye-bye.
No problem. All right, I'll take one more. I think this is Phyllis. Is this Phyllis?
Yes.
Hi. I'm getting good.
Boy, I manifested that because I always just miss calling in perfectly like everybody else does. It was like 30 seconds too late or something.
No worries. So tell me, what is it you need today?
Perhaps a general. Moving forward.
This is really interesting. You know, there's a lot of sort of forward motion energy. What they're showing me for you, Phyllis, is going inward, then outward, then inward, then outward, then inward, then outward, and a real need to be flexible and go with the flow over the next few months. Okay.
Okay. When you say inwards and outwards, I just started to interrupt. I hate to interrupt you, but inwards and outwards, because I've been working with that concept, you know. Couple people have told me go, you know, what is it? Look to the unseen. So I've been really working on that.
Yes.
Aspect.
So inward and outward means really connecting with what do I want? What does Phyllis want out of this?
Okay.
And then going out and doing it. Really connecting with yourself and getting clear on what it is that you want about something and then doing it. So there's a sense of needing to refill and connect with yourself and then go out and take the action, not just go out and take the action. Okay.
Okay.
Is there something they're like, I know this sounds bizarre, but you're a good nap person. You're one of those people that like should meditate in like the afternoon. Do you know what I mean?
Funny you said that because I have a hard time waking up in the morning. Yeah.
Because you're so what happens is, again, you're also one of those people that needs to get out and see the sunlight in the morning. And then by the afternoon, you take a dip. And during that dip, that's when you should meditate and almost go into sleep, you know, like 20 minutes. Okay. And it's really going to give you that reset for the rest of the day. So you don't get into the toilet by the end of the day. So you're not empty by the end of the day. You do need that sort of afternoon refill. So that's why they're saying to me, you go out, you go back in, you go out, you go back in. Like that's what you need.
Okay. To go out and go back in.
Yeah. So you have your active morning and afternoon and then, you know, late afternoonish, you go in, you take 15, 20 minute meditation and rest, and then you go back out and do what you need to do.
Okay.
Really going to help you with your energy flow and feeling better most of the time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because you dip and then the evening you're done. You know, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
You're going to sleep better by having that time.
Okay.
Right. Thanks, Phyllis.
Good.
Let me know how
thanks,
it goes.
Nadia.
No problem.
Okay.
All right, guys. Again, send me questions for next month. Nadia@intuitionbynadia.com. I'm so love talking to you guys. Hopefully that was helpful. Also, I only have 4 slots left for my workshop, Nadia@intuitionbynadia.com. Let me know if you want to sign up. It's April 17th, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.